T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s every hour. 106.5 The End. Got a new one lined up. What you got?
James works at a restaurant in the area, and I got an email from his assistant manager, Renee, asking me to phone scam James. So this is a new character that I'm calling Tom. And he is calling this restaurant after I know that they're closed and trying to order food. And I'm just not taking no for an answer.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello, this is James speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Tom.
Hi, Tom. What can I do for you?
I would like to place an order, please.
Well, unfortunately, our kitchen is closed, and we will be opening back up tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Fantastic. So, first, I would like to order some mozzarella sticks. And then, second of all, I would also...
Tom,
yes.
I'm so sorry. We were closed. The kitchen's closed. The guys aren't here. I'm actually just about to head out of here myself. We will be open, though, tomorrow. And I'm sure there's other places that open 24/7 around here, but we are closed.
Okay. So I've heard a lot of good things about your bacon cheeseburger. So I'd like to also throw
that on the order.
Hello?
We can't make the bacon cheeseburger because we're closed. I can't make the food for you.
It's just one order. It's just one order, and that's it.
I understand.
Thank you very much. And I would also like to order a large Diet Coke, the fountain Diet Coke.
John, you're going to have to stop ordering because there's nothing to order, okay? So,
but is the kitchen still there?
As I said before.
Just fire up the kitchen. Just fire it up.
We do have store hours for a reason. I can't just start it up.
Okay. Can you read me back my order?
I didn't write it down because I couldn't have taken it in the first place.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, then that's fine. So I'll recap. It's a mozzarella stick appetizer, and then I would also like a bacon cheeseburger. I've heard so much about your bacon cheeseburgers, and I think it's high time that I try one. The fountain Diet Coke, better. It's better when it comes out of the fountain.
I can make it for you in the morning.
I don't want a cheeseburger.
In the morning?
Who eats a cheeseburger in the morning?
You, if you're that desperate for it.
I don't want a bacon cheeseburger in the morning. I'd like it now. Oh. I'll swing by and I'll pick it up.
I'm the last person here. We are closing up. We are not making any more food tonight, sir. I am sorry. You can order tomorrow with us.
Can I please speak to the manager?
I am the manager.
I'll wait for the manager.
Great.
Did you say you're the... you're the manager.
I am the manager, yes.
Nice to meet you. My name is Tom. The young man that I was just speaking to said that he wouldn't make my food. So what I would like is some mozzarella sticks. I heard a lot about your bacon cheeseburger, and I'd like one of those.
Listen, buddy, you got... You... are not going to order any food at tonight.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do. What is my total?
Wait. I don't know. I wasn't writing it down.
Well, then, I think then I'm just going to have to find another place to eat my dinner tonight. And one more thing before I go. James, this is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a phone scam.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.